I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the journey. Welcome to Gem Spotlight. This is the first in a series of podcasts brought to you live by our GEM administrators from Morrison Healthcare, Crothall Healthcare, SSC, and URES Services. My name is Carl Monroe, and I am the co-host of our program today. I'm also the GEM administrator that oversees Crothall Healthcare's platform. Joining me, my partner in crime and co-host, Ashley Moyer, the URES Services GEM Administrator. We've got a real treat for you today. Why don't you tell them about it, Ashley?
Thanks, Carl. By now, you may have heard a little something called GEM, Great Employees Make Magic, an hourly recognition program that allows our employees to truly shine. You've heard us talk about the program for the last few years, but in this series, we want to take you back. Take you back to the beginning. And today we are joined by Rebecca Monroe, the Queen of GEM, the leading lady herself, and the Director of Communications and Recognition at Compass One Healthcare.
I call her the fairy godmother of recognition when it comes to Crothall and Morrison and all of the others. And Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, guys.
Hey, first things first. How did the recognition program get started back in the day, huh?
Wow, and we are talking about many years ago now, 2012. I believe it started with an executive team meeting where we were sitting around, and I was invited to sit in on this because we were talking about turnover, and we realized that the frontline people that serve our company form about 85% of the Crothall staff. And we thought to ourselves, 85%, that's just wild. How do we keep those people motivated? How do we let them know they're appreciated? How do we make sure that the front line is our first line and representing us well? And so the idea of recognition came up. Monetary, non-monetary, the whole nine yards. And then we were given a gift because we were talking about doing a monetary recognition program and had hammered out some details. But Bobby Coutte, our lovely CEO, has a daughter, and she was just at that point where she needed an internship. And she landed right in our department. And his daughter, Nicole, is just a lovely person. Totally understood the need and really undertook to promote this program with her dad. And so I could just see the dynamic happening. We would sit and talk about the frontline associates. We'd talk about what they did day to day and how they needed to be appreciated and what was it going to cost. And then she'd work the numbers because she's a real numbers person. And then I could see her going home and talking about it with her dad at dinner, you know, her mom and dad. And then the next day coming in and saying, okay, I think we've got this. And she'd work out the numbers more. And before you knew it, we had a full budget. We had an approved program, and we were gonna get a task force together of operators to really hammer it out. So I have so many people to thank, but really it goes back to Nicole Coutte. I really have a lot to thank her for, and Bobby, of course, because I know this is in his heart.
And what an inspiration for Nicole and Bobby to be a part of this to this day, you know. Can you tell us a little bit about the name GEM? Where did that come from? And how was that created?
GEM is interesting. We were looking for the appropriate symbol for the program. And GEM just has so much meaning to us as a precious. We had the task force trying to come up with a good acronym. What does GEM stand for? And wouldn't you know, Duffy Hickey, who just retired this past year, but what a people person he is. And he's the one who said, hey, that's easy. Great employees make magic. And so that's where it started, you know, with the two M's. And some people have seen Gem Squared. We don't have the square anymore. It's just Gem.
Hey, so I understand that it's a criteria-based program. Can you speak about the criteria and, you know, when awarding a monetary award? How does that work?
Well, we really thought it was important to not have this be a popularity contest.
Right.
Because we knew that that would just really kill the program. So what we thought about when we were in the task force was what were some of the key performance indicators that we could have for frontline associates? What were the things that really drove success at the unit level? And so we came up with five criteria. One, of course, very important, the company values. Safety is always very important. Quality, customer service, and believe it or not, attendance. Mm-hmm. Just showing up was one of the criteria. And what we were looking for, of course, was excellence in all five areas.
So you're saying that people should be using these criteria to drive things at their accounts, right?
Right. Have everybody participate in your operational excellence.
Speaking of excellence, do you have any recommendations for our excellent managers on how to present the program at their locations?
Well, yes, and I really think that it's important for them to get involved. Go online. There's so many resources on the GEM platform. Download the latest resources, something that they update and refresh every year. There are posters and presentations. There's a video that Bobby created, and I'm sure the other sectors have similar videos.
Where did they find these on the GEM website?
Well, if you go on the GEM platform, under resources, you'll find all of these things.
Resources, mm-hmm. Right?
Right. So you have everything you need. Just make sure and plan time and introduce it and award your first GEM at your meeting.
Right. So once the employee is awarded, what's next?
Once the award is handed out, just don't stop there. Okay. There are instructions on the certificate about how to log in and redeem your award. And if it's the first time the employee is logging in, they'll notice they'll need to register first. When they get to the home page, the platform looks very similar to Facebook, so it's not going to look foreign to them. It'll look like everything else they do online. And you're able to interact with other employees and see the message from their manager.
And I think there's something to be said when you have social media and it makes it a little bit more comforting and easy to use. But in your opinion, what makes the GEM program so successful?
You know, I think it starts with our leaders. I think it's successful because people love to be recognized. Recognized activity gets repeated. Mm-hmm. That's number one. But managers have such a tough job. And, you know, they're holding people accountable and everything. And if people are really doing a good job, this is an extra tool for them. It's so important. It builds trust, teamwork, friendly competition. And it's an opportunity to share photos and receive stories, send stories into communications, into their leaders, and just say how much they love the program.
You know, Rebecca, it strikes me that there might be some managers who are hearing about GEM for the first time. What can they do to get more involved if they're hearing about this for the first time?
Right. I know. It's always amazing that some people haven't heard about GEM, but when they do, it's time to reach out to your respective GEM administrators. We've got this whole little group of wonderful people in charge of GEM, and they've been there from the beginning. You know, it's the GEM Governors Board. We've got Ashley, one of our hosts for Urus Services, and Carl for Crawful Healthcare. And we've got Sangeeta Mahapatra for Morrison and Kat Merritt for SSC. So all of these guys, they know GEM inside and out. If you get in touch with them, they're going to help you start recognizing those shining stars.
Well, we appreciate that shout out, Rebecca. And can I just say, it's been a pleasure to have you with us today. And we appreciate you sharing your journey and what you've seen with the GEM program. We can only imagine what the next fiscal year has in store. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I can't wait to hear the stories.
Thanks, Rebecca. And thank you for joining us for this first in a series of GEM Spotlight Podcasts. Join us next time when we talk to another person who has something to say about recognition and the GEM program. So long.
Take care.
Bye-bye. I'm on top of the world.